Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song entitled Apa Artinya Aku. Indonesian maestro of love songs, Yovie Widianto, collaborates with three young Indonesian divas, Liodra, Tiara Andini, and Ziva Magnolia, or LTZ, in a song titled Apa Artinya Aku, or Who Am I, released on December 13, 2024. The song created by Archie Widianto, who is Yovie Widianto's son. The song tells the story of the bitterness of unrequited love, describing the feelings of someone who loves deeply but is only considered a second choice. In the song, Yovie Widianto returns with a beautiful musical arrangement with a sweet pop ballad nuance. The combination of piano notes, string section, and the distinctive vocal characters of the three singers, Liodra, Tiara Andini, and Ziva Magnolia, creates a stunning harmony. Well, listener, this is Yovie Widianto and LTZ with the song Apa Artinya Aku. Happy listening.
Artinya diriku yang begitu berharap kau setia padaku. Saat kulihat kau dengannya, kau berpaling dariku. Apa artinya aku?
Voice of Indonesia.
In Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area. Somas Manggarai, it has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai Flores is Kompiang Cake. Kompiang cake is also known as Kompiang Longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word Longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame, That is why this cake is called Kompiang Longar. Listener, Kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in a refrigerator. For each portion, Kompiang costs 1,000 rupiah.
Quote of the day: evil wins when good people do nothing. A quote by General Sudirman. General Sudirman is an Indonesian national hero and the first commander of the National Army. He never gave up and was always ready to sacrifice himself. He was courageous, had great discipline, always fought for the right thing, and was a great role model. General Sudirman is known as a very responsible leader. Still listening Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, Indonesian Agriculture Minister Andi Amran Sulaiman has urged the government of East Nusa Tenggara province to cultivate paddy on 188,000 hectares of land to achieve food security and self-sufficiency. According to the acting governor of East Nusa Tenggara, Andriko Noto Susanto, the target will be supported by the improvement of irrigation, pumping, and provision of production infrastructure and facilities. The minister noted that East Nusa Tenggara province has great potential in the agricultural sector. With this potential, rice production in the region can be accelerated to meet demand within the region and even contribute to achieving the national production target.
Voice of Indonesia.
Then you hear a man is moving back to Colorado. It's 2013 and the end of my life. Freshman year's about to plummet just a little harder, but it didn't cause we kissed on that Halloween night. I bleached half my hair when I saw Zoe on your best bud. It's always from 3% peroxide, thanks to you.
Yeah, I don't even want
to
die.
Cry,
right,
I right to Kendra. I hated you.
And probably bias.
Wait,
trauma.
Found a club for that. Where I met ya. Had a heart attack. Yada, yada. At the end, yeah, we burned. Made a couple. You turned. You were rich till you weren't.
Chance against a teenage suburban Armada. We were a sonata. Thanks to Tyler Fathers, yeah, living under that was hard, but I loved your heart.
I go in Jakarta, an elaborate salsa. I still hate you for making me wish I came apart. You can't hate your mother, so you
I'm Ben, by the way.
I'm Nicole.
I know.
Oh.
Natasha, moving to New York.
That's cool.
I dig it. I like that. Okay.
Sometime in August, and I'm spending the summer in Singapore. I'm so sad I can't tell you shit anymore. I made friends with Abby this
year.
We're moving in March or so. And although you bring me to tears, I'm glad that we gave it a go.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for enjoying Indonesia today from Voice of Indonesia on voinews.id and RRI Digital mobile app. Listeners, Indonesian Transportation Minister Dudi Purwaganti stated his ministry is continuing to coordinate with various stakeholders to reduce airfares during the 2025 Idul Fitri travel period. Well, yes, we know that even Ramadan fasting month hasn't arrived yet, but usually people here in Indonesia already book the trip to go back to hometown, or locally here known as mudik. The Ministry of Transportation will keep working with stakeholders in the aviation sector to discuss plans for lowering ticket prices during the Idul Fitri period. The minister proposed that the policy of lowering airplane ticket prices be implemented again, as done during the 2024 Christmas and 2025 New Year holiday period. According to the minister, the policy had a positive impact on the national aviation industry, with domestic flights experiencing a growth of about 10.3% year-on-year, with an average load factor of 80%. He affirmed that the ministry wants to provide convenience to the public, including by reducing flight fares during the Eid transportation period, so that more people can afford them. Well, while booking for flights or any other trips on the mode of transportation here in Indonesia to go back to hometown, or you also want to visit Indonesia in the coming months, let's get prepared ourselves for Muslims to face the holy month of Ramadan. Well, listener, still on Indonesia today to find out more about the latest information about Indonesia and, of course, programs to come to find out more about Indonesian art, culture, tradition, food, more on Indonesia today. So stick around, don't go anywhere, still on Indonesia today.
Tiada masa-masa yang lebih indah dari masa
remaja seakan dunia milik berdua. Hati terasa merindu tanpa rasa duka. Berkumandang lagu senandung asmara kepada yang tercinta. Nada nada tercinta genggam pesona jiwa.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sejak saat pertama melihat senyumannya, jantung berdebar-debar. Inikah pertanda, namun ternyata salah. Harapanku pun musnah sejak aku melihat kau selalu dengannya. Tuhan tolong aku ingin dirinya, rindu padanya, memikirkannya. Namun mengapa saat jatuh cinta, sayang-sayang tiada yang punya. Mungkin ku harus pergi untuk melupakannya. Dalam hati berkata takkan sanggup pergi. Padanya memikirkannya, namun mengapa saat jatuh cinta, sayang-sayang dia ada yang punya. Padanya memikirkannya. Namun mengapa saatnya tercinta, sayang-sayang gak ada yang punya. Tuhan tolong, tolong aku jatuh cinta pada kekasih orang. Ingin lupa ku tak bisa, sayang-sayang gak ada yang punya. Tuhan tolong aku ingin dirinya, padanya memikirkannya. Namun mengapa saat jatuh cinta,
prisoner West Sumatra is famous for its savory and tasty culinary. West Sumatra foods are rich in spices. Besides savory culinary, West Sumatra also has delicious desserts, one of which is Bika cake. Bika stands from biscuit koto baru asli or new original koto biscuit. The biscuit is the traditional snack of Koto Baru City in West Sumatra. Sometimes the cake is also known with the name Kue Naraka Rasa Surga, which means the cake that looks like hell, but it is just heavenly delicious. After preparing the batter of a cake, which is made from flour, coconut water, and sugar, the second step of making the cake is by pouring the batter to a pot. Before pouring the cake into the pot, we have to lay banana leaf and thick wood. The batter is baked by using firewood cane from cinnamon trees. If you want to try Bika cake, you can buy it in Padang Raya Street, Bukit Tinggi. The price of the cake is affordable, namely it only costs 7,000 rupiah. You can also enjoy the cake with a cup of coffee.
Voice of Indonesia.
The people are lovely. I really enjoyed to talk to the women. Although I didn't understand them, it was fun to talk to them. And yeah, even to talk by hands and feet, and it was very funny.
Kampung Naga is a village where culture of ancestors is still respected and appreciated. In this kampung, the word pamali or taboo successfully removes curiosity of its people about something. Well, listener, let's follow our expedition in Kampung Naga, Neglasari Village, Salawu District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. The roaring sound train diesel machine takes us to a place which amazes both natives and foreigners named Kampung Naga. Kampung Naga is a traditional kampung inhabited by a group of people who strongly keep tradition or their ancestors. In this case, Sundanese tradition which remains preserved, they refuse any forms of intervention which may damage the kampung's preservation. As we arrive in Kampung Naga, exactly in parking lot in the edge of Wali, we have been welcomed by Kampung Naga villager named Ija. He is indeed used to welcome every guest who want to find out more the history of his kampung. Generous smile is shown when welcoming us, making tiredness during this trip gone. And the adventure begins.
Jarak tempuh menuju ke Kampung Naga dari sini
500 meters to reach Kampung Naga, but it is in valley, so we need to take stairs with 439 steps.
When we get explanation from Ijat about hundreds of stair steps toward Kampung Naga, we are getting curious. We excitedly pass through the stair steps until we arrive in paddy field and refreshing river flow. Amazement at the originality of the green traditional kampung makes us stunned. We completely enjoy road contour with small stones and traditional building structure in this kampung. Ijat explains the building structure in Kampung Naga.
Di sini kan Kampung Naga di sini mempunyai bentuk bangunan ya. Itu yang disebut bangunan panggung. Atasnya pakai injuk dilapis dengan daun tepus. Kekuatannya kuat 15.
Kampung Naga building is tilt shaped with injuk leaves on its covered with tepus leaves. It lasts for 15 to 50 years. It's no leaking. On the building there is a horn which may be from the era of ancestors. It can be an example for the next generation. It is the symbol of Sunda or symbol of peace. What we call tilt building is like our body because the shape is like there is head, middle part and foot.
The originality of building and life of the simple people in Kampung Naga makes us wonder what kind of system of government used in Kampung Naga to manage life of its people to build synergy with the regional government without we ask. Apparently Ijad knows what we will ask. He then explains more.
Dan di bawah di Kampung Naga mempunyai dua unsur.
Kampung Naga has two elements of government, namely formal and non-formal. The formal one is RT or neighborhood unit, RW community unit, and hamlet head, who is elected based on public democracy. But because it's traditional kampung, so custom official is still authorized and the highest.
Custom in Kampung Naga, which is still preserved, that makes Tasikmalaya Regency Culture and Tourism Service fully give the management of Kampung Naga to the heirs of Kampung Naga, as revealed by Sutarman, Secretary of Tasikmalaya Regency Culture and Tourism Service, HAT.
Karena itu adalah kampung adat ya, jadi secara khusus dikelola oleh mereka. Jadi para sesepuh.
As it is traditional kampung, so it is specially managed by other people in Kampung Naga because they are more competent and it has high idealism on heritage from their ancestors in Kampung Naga, both from its layout and culture. They will be more concerned about it compared to tourism service. Therefore, it is fully managed by Kampung Naga older generation.
Kampung with 1.5 hectare in size, consisting of 113 buildings, where 110 of them are people's houses that never increases in number since Kampung Naga was established. Three other buildings are mosque, Bali or meeting place kampung, and public rice barn. To preserve the nature, people in Kampung Naga decide not to add more houses. Kampung Naga also has a building named Bumi Ageng. It is the only one building where not everyone can enter. Ijad then explains Bumi Ageng to us.
Ini kan yang disebut Bumi Ageng ya, kalau misalnya mau ngambil gambar dari atas ke bawah itu silahkan. Cuman kalau diarahkan.
If you want to take pictures of Bumi Ageng, there is a particular distance. Don't be too close. Bumi Ageng is one of sacred buildings. There is nothing inside. It is used traditional ceremony ritual 6 times a year, like for Maulid Nabi or the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Muharram or Islamic New Year, Idul Adha Islam, Islamic Sacrifice Day, Islamic Rasa, Ancestors of Prophet Muhammad into Heaven, Saban or Idul Fitri Festivity. Kampung Naga people still do the traditional ceremony led by Kunchen or Kampung Head. Traditional ceremony here is also like cleaning the graves of ancestors, followed by the making of tumpeng or cone-shaped rice, and prayer at mosque. Those participating are all men, while women make tumpeng to be given to mosque.
With a population of 315 people, this kampung can maintain their tradition with only one powerful word, pamali or tebu. What does it mean and why Kampung Naga obey it? While walking, we listen to Ijad about that.
Segala sesuatu mempunyai amanat dan wasiat, seperti di sini.
Everything has mandate like in here for Kampung Naga people. Tradition can be this strong now and later because of one word, pamali. For example, Kampung Naga people want to go to forest, but it is pamali, and that word remains effective because we have customary love. The word pamali is negotiable and it contains mandate. If they violate it, it is not head of custom or local people, but the impact of their attitude. So here we use customary love. There is only one word pamali. That's it.
Pamali, which is a simple word, believed to have magic power. If it is violated, it will cause fatal impact. Kampung Naga people believe that everything which doesn't come from the teaching of Karuhun, Kampung Naga, and something which is not done by Karuhun are considered taboo. Pamali is unwritten law which is upheld and obeyed by everyone in Kampung Naga. It is still applied obediently in daily life like building house, shape, location and direction of house, ceremony clothes, art and so on. Kampung Naga people apply all of the word meaning in attitude and spoken word every day. That's what makes Kampung Naga still stand steadily in the midst of the Green Valley until now. Table things are also applied in days and months. There are three table days in Kampung Naga, namely Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. The table days do not prevail for visitors. Kampung Naga people are prohibited to talk about custom and the origin of Kampung Naga in daily life. There are more things that Kampung Naga people cannot do in table days and months, like Ijat explained.
Jadi ditabukan itu bukannya ditabu untuk pengunjung, bukan.
So what becomes taboo do not prevail for visitors. If you want to come, just come. But Kampung Naga people usually hold traditional ceremonies 6 times in a year. They cannot hold traditional ceremonies in taboo days. That's what taboo means. Because usually people in Kampung Naga celebrate Islamic great days like Maulid, Muharram, Idul Fitri, Isra Miqraj, and Saban.
Whatever the prevailing prohibition and rule are, Kampung Naga people can cement Kampung Naga as one of traditional kampung, which becomes tourism attraction in Indonesia. The afternoon comes. It's time for us to set foot on hundreds of stair steps again to finish the expedition and enjoy the beauty and fresh air in Kampung Naga. VOI listener, how's the weather would be in Indonesia this February? What are the factors? Miming Saipudin from the Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency told us in a recent dialogue.
Yeah, actually currently in February, we are in the active period of tropical cyclone formation in the southern equatorial region, which decision of the TC is from November to April. And in this February, the potential for tropical cyclone development remain high, of course, particularly in the southern areas of Indonesia. Other atmospheric factors such as MGO, we call for Madden-Julian oscillation phenomena,
okay,
and then monsoon activity can significantly increase the rainfall, especially during January and February as the peak of the rainy season in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, next up is a song from Southeast Sulawesi province called Tanah Warrior. The song Tana Warrior was composed by Laode Imaduddin. The title of the song Tana Warrior is taken from Warrior, a district in Baobao City, Bhutan Island. Tana Warrior is also a nickname for Bhutan Island. The lyrics of the song Tana Warrior tell the story of the Warrior region with its abundant natural wealth. By developing the potential of the region, prosperity is expected to increase in Warrior. This song also reminds the younger generation about Tana Warrior, the land of inheritance. This is contained in the lyrics Tana Warrior Lape Lapea in Kita Dadi Mangura, which means the land of Warrior is a legacy for the younger generation. Okay, listeners, here is the song Tana Warrior, sung by Rosna Johnny H. Happy listening.
Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian money market observer Ariston Chandra stated rupiah exchange rate is still prone to weakening against the United States dollar for now. He told Antara State News Agency in Jakarta on Friday, the U.S. President Donald Trump's tariff increase policy is feared to trigger an increased inflation in the U.S. For today, rupiah has the potential to weaken towards
16,400 rupiah per US dollar, with potential support at around 16,280 rupiah per US dollar. Now we move to the Nahdlatul Ulama Executive Board as the 2025 Indonesia's largest Islamic organization's national conference to recommend that the government make regulations limiting social media for children. Secretary of the Bahsul Masail Qanuniyah Commission, Idris Masudi, in an official statement in Jakarta on Friday, said the commission also decided monitoring children for the negative impacts caused by social media is a shared task and responsibility, both by the government in a society and parents in family. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Selaka